This is VOA News reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. The man who handled the finances of former U.S. President Donald Trump's business empire is expected to enter a guilty plea Thursday in connection with a probe of the Trump Organization. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, is expected to plead guilty to tax violations. Two people in the know say the 75-year-old has made a deal that includes his having to speak in court about the company's role in his alleged compensation arrangement. It's possible he may also have to be a witness when the former president's company goes on trial in October. Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in off-the-books pay over several years, including untaxed perks like rent, car payments, and school tuition. He's the only person so far to face criminal charges in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of the Trump Organization's business practices. I'm Tim McGuire.
Former New York City Mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says he has satisfied his obligation after facing hours of questioning Wednesday before a special grand jury in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia. His appearance was part of an investigation into attempts by the former president and others to overturn his 2020 election defeat in Georgia to Democrat Joe Biden. Giuliani's questioning took place behind closed doors, as grand jury proceedings are secret. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis opened her investigation after the disclosure of a phone call on January 2, 2021, between Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, who serves as the state's top election official. On the call, Trump suggested that Raffensperger could find the exact number of votes that would be needed to flip the election results in Georgia to Trump's favor. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said he would consider speaking with the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Speaking at an event hosted by the New England Council in the state of New Hampshire, Mike Pence was asked about the possibility of him testifying before the January 6th House Select Committee.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as vice president.
Previous committee testimony has discussed then-President Donald Trump's attempts to persuade Pence to delay or block congressional certification of Trump's Electoral College defeat. Pence, at Wednesday's event in a state frequently visited by presidential aspirants, also called on his fellow members of the Republican Party to end their verbal attacks on federal law enforcement agencies over the FBI's recent search of Trump's home in the state of Florida. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Malaysia's top court on Thursday began hearing an appeal from ex-Prime Minister Najib Razak to overturn his jail sentence for corruption. The former leader and his ruling party were roundly defeated in 2018 elections following allegations of their involvement in a multi-billion dollar scandal at State Investment Fund 1, MDB. He and his associates were accused of stealing billions of dollars from the country's investment vehicle and spending it on everything from high-end real estate to pricey art. Following a lengthy trial, Najib was found guilty of abuse of power, money laundering, and criminal breach of trust over the transfer of nearly $10 million from a former unit of 1MDB to his personal bank account. Najib was sentenced to 12 years in jail in July 2020, though he has not been sent to prison while the appeals process plays out. And police in the Afghan capital Kabul say 21 people were killed in an explosion at a mosque during evening prayers Wednesday. A police spokesman told reporters another 33 people had been injured in the blast. Reuters said it learned from witnesses that the explosion shattered windows and buildings in a northern Kabul neighborhood. Repeating our top story, the man who handled the finances of former U.S. President Donald Trump's business empire is expected to plead guilty Thursday. Alan Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in untaxed compensation from the Trump Organization. Two people told the Associated Press, on condition of anonymity, that Weisselberg will testify about business practices at Trump's company. The people also told the AP that Weisselberg would have to speak in court about the company's role in the compensation arrangement and possibly serve as a witness when the Trump Organization goes on trial in October.